Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefkoe.
Hello, this is Morty Lefkoe with podcast number 87. Today is January 11th, 2012. You're both consciousness and a creation. Based on surveys of my blog readers, most of you are primarily interested in changing your creation. In other words, you want to improve your daily life by eliminating behavioral and emotional barriers. For example, you want to stop your anxiety and be able to take actions that you were unable to take before. Some of you, however, seem to be more interested in growing spiritually. In other words, creating an altered state of consciousness in which you experience yourself as the creator of your life. In fact, both are crucial to a life of happiness and fulfillment. And I'm proud to say, the Lefkoe method enables you to work on both at the same time. You can't ignore either state. Unfortunately, some people focus solely on spiritual growth to the exclusion of improving their flesh and blood creation. Such people can be said to be hiding out in spirituality, in their spiritual practice. Here's an example of what I mean. I was talking to a new client the other day who told me she had been meditating and working hard on her spiritual practice for over 10 years and couldn't understand why she had seen virtually no change in her concern about what others thought about her, her fear of making mistakes, her procrastination, and the negative self-talk that filled her mind almost all the time. What was she doing wrong? She asked me. I replied that she had neglected a crucial aspect of who she is. You see, many people have experienced a non-dual state of consciousness through meditation and think that all that is real is a formless, eternal consciousness. For them, physical reality and the people named Morty, Joe, etc. are not real. As a result, they try to ignore, to the extent possible, reality. Physical reality is real. There are several problems with this point of view. First, how can you expect an improvement in your creation, the person who acts and feels, if you ignore it and pretend it doesn't really exist? Second, it may well be true that consciousness is the source of physical reality. In other words, that physical reality is a manifestation of consciousness. But that fact does not mean that physical reality is not real. There's an old metaphor that explains this point clearly for me. It's as if consciousness is an ocean. The ocean creates, manifests, individual specific waves. So there really are specific waves in different locations that are different from other waves, even though each of them comes from and will shortly return to the entire ocean. Who you ultimately are. So who you ultimately are is formless, non-dual consciousness. And at present moment, you also have manifested as a specific creation. Moreover, and this is crucial to remember, that creation has specific beliefs and conditionings. They, in turn, determine your behavior and feelings, and, by being the primary source of your occurrings, your beliefs also determine your moment-by-moment responses to events. I remember reading a book by Jack Kornfield, a Buddhist teacher at Spirit Rock near my home in California, who spent many years meditating and following a spiritual path in Thailand and other Far East countries. He wrote how in meditative states he totally transcended his body and dissolved in white light. He spent hundreds of hours in a state in which there was no distinction between the observer and what he observed. And yet he reported, when he came back to America to teach, he had all the same relationship problems he had had before his years of meditation. This is not to minimize the importance of a spiritual practice, recognizing that you are the creator of your life, as people experience in the Who Am I Really process that's part of the Lefkoe belief process, provides an invaluable context to living as a creation. recognize you're both consciousness and a creation. So what should you do to live your best possible life? Recognizing you are both the creator of your life, consciousness, and a creation, the person reading this post. And because you're both, work on both. Continue to eliminate the beliefs and conditionings that determine your behavior and feelings, and also learn to stop giving meaning to daily events, which will give you the ability to create your experience of life, moment by moment. And find some spiritual practice, be it meditation, putting yourself in the creator space, an altered state of consciousness you can enter by using the Who Am I process, or whatever else you choose. In that altered state, you're able to obtain a valuable perspective on your life as a creation that cannot be obtained merely by working on the creation. Please leave your comments and questions about today's post on my blog at MortyLefko.com. I read all of them and answer as many as I can. And remember, if you found this post useful, please tell your friends and followers by using the buttons at the top of the post again at MortyLefko.com. If you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefko belief process, please go to RecreateYourLife.com where you can eliminate one negative belief free. And for information about eliminating 23 of the most common limiting beliefs and conditionings, which cause 8 of the most common problems in our lives, including a lack of confidence, and get a separate video of the Who Am I Really process, please check out recreateyourlife.com/natural confidence. Have a great week. See you next week with our next podcast.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.